The text alert systems have a range of uses. They warn students if there's a violent criminal on campus or just announce snow day closures. At most campuses, people have to sign themselves up. But some people don't sign up because the text could cost them extra money. Others just don't want to get the texts. Spokesman for UW Parkside, Ilya Yakovlev, wants to sign up students, faculty, and staff automatically, allowing them to opt out if they want.
The costs in the past were pretty high and obvious to users of incoming text messages, whereas now a lot of them are rolled into the plan.
Yakovlev says the opt-in system just isn't working. Parkside has the highest voluntary sign-up rate in the state at 65%. At most campuses, less than half the people have signed up. Platteville and Stevens Point are the only campuses in the UW system's 13 four-year schools to automatically enroll students and staff in emergency text alerts. Platteville spokesman Paul Erickson says recent school shootings prove it's important to have an effective system in place.
We do recognize that a student may be charged a small fee for a text message, like when we do tests for tornado warnings once a month or things like that. We do give them an opt-out policy, but to begin with, they all start in with it is a requirement.
But most don't opt out. The school has a nearly 100% participation rate. Officials at every UW campus told the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism that they've considered moving to a mandatory system, but few have plans in place to do so. Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.